You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 47. Are you ready to start selling travel to the US? If not, this should help. Hey, Travel Geniuses, Christy here. Thanks for joining me for another episode. This one is, I feel like sometimes I repeat myself because I mention things in other episodes, but I don't really cover it as in depth as I think I should. So this episode, there might be some repeat information here, but I'm going to talk about why and how to start selling travel to the US. And I mentioned in a previous episode that I was going to be highlighting more US-based suppliers, and I am going to do that. But before I do, I just wanted to give you some prep and make sure you're prepared to actually sell them and to help you understand why I think it's so important, because I know there's a lot of sort of objections to this and some mindset stuff around selling the US. So I first want to start by saying I'm not saying you have to sell this now. I'm actually pre-recording this because I'm getting ready to leave town for a little bit, and I don't know what the state of travel is going to be like in 3 weeks or so when I actually publish this episode. So I, as of right now, I would not be telling you necessarily to be pushing travel anywhere right now. I know some people are, and that's amazing. There are ways to do it and ways to do it safely, but I just want to be very clear that I'm not saying like go out there and sell all kinds of travel right now. I just want you to be prepared because I do think that this is what it's going to be for the next little while. At least this is going to be the majority of what you're going to be able to sell in the near future. So first, I want to cover a few things about why I think it's so important to know about US destinations and why I think you should be prepared to sell it and some of the benefits around it. And the first is that there is some talk and some rumors about a potential tax credit for travel through, I believe right now what I'm hearing is through the end of 2021. So again, this is still just kind of a rumor and just some proposed things right now, but potentially a person could spend up to $4,000 or more on travel and get half of that first $4,000 back. So if they spend $4,000, they would get two back. If it's a married couple and they spend $8,000, they get $4,000 back. If they spend it on US travel, which is a massive incentive, massive. And I've been really disappointed because I've been seeing in some groups with travel agents, there have been travel agents complaining about it and being super negative about it. And I understand that when your business has been devastated the way that it has been, that it's kind of hard to hear that the government is going to be quote unquote giving free money to people when you maybe are just struggling to make your mortgage payment every month at this point. But this is a really good thing, you guys. It's incentivizing people who have the money, because there are some people who have money. It's incentivizing them to spend it on travel, which is our industry. And we should be really happy about that. And it absolutely has great potential to benefit you personally. And that's honestly why I'm doing this whole episode and this whole series of, you know, highlighting and showcasing US-based suppliers. So that's the first reason why I think you really need to prepare to sell the US and do a good job of that. The second reason is that there's still going to be a lot of fear around travel, and this is kind of the more obvious reason. There will be some fear about possibly being stuck somewhere in another country if another outbreak happens and flights start shutting down and stuff again. There's fear about getting sick in another country. And then, of course, there's also the fact that a lot of countries right now are not even open to some to international visitors at all, some to US at this point, specifically like United States citizens aren't allowed in certain countries because of the fear of spreading the virus. So there are a million reasons why traveling within the US is looking really attractive right now. And again, this is my way of trying to help you be prepared for that so that you can take advantage of that. I want to start by talking about some objections or roadblocks or really their mindset issues around selling domestic travel and selling travel to the US. And the first is that it feels less exotic and less exciting than going to another country. And I've been guilty of this too. My husband always wants to travel in the US. Now, granted, he wants to like rent an RV or go camping or something, and I'm not super down for that. But I'm always pushing for, you know, other countries I want to go to and all these bucket list destinations that are never in the US. And that's really silly now that I'm thinking about it, because there's so much to see here, and almost every experience that you can have in another country, you can have here. Now, we don't have a Colosseum that's, you know, thousands and thousands of years old, but we do have some Native American ruins here. We also have wildlife. Like, people go to Australia to see koala bears and kangaroos, or go to Africa to see lions and giraffes. But we have our national parks with all kinds of incredible animals that you don't see in your day-to-day life. We can have some of those experiences here in the US that we would get in another country. For some reason, because it's close to home, we just take it for granted. And I bet that there are a lot of US citizens who know more and have experienced more outside of the US than they have inside the US. And that's unfortunate, because we do have a lot to offer here. Now, another objection or mindset issue, I think, that kind of has prevented travel agents really from selling a lot of domestic travel is this perception that you don't need a travel agent if you're just staying within your home country. And again, that is something that I kind of subconsciously had bought into, but as I was preparing for this episode, realized that that is such a silly thing to believe. Because, okay, think about, compare New York City to London, whereas some people would not think twice about going to New York without using a travel agent and just booking that on your own. They're more likely to use a travel agent if they are traveling to London. But why? The language is the same. It's not any more difficult to get around. You don't have to worry about getting stuck somewhere and not knowing the language and not being able to get yourself out of a situation. The money's different. The accent's a little different. But other than that, London's a lot older than New York. But other than that, it's pretty much the same experience. Yet we don't think twice about helping somebody plan a trip to London or promoting that. Yet we wouldn't necessarily do it for a trip to New York. But think of all the things that you bring to a trip to London, like all the, you know, arranging a private guide and behind the scenes access to important sites and experiences, recommending local food and museums and specialty shops, all of that stuff. It's all available in New York as well. So all the things that you do for an international trip, you can do for a domestic trip. And it's not just limited to big cities either, because I know for a while, maybe people will be a little nervous about going to big cities and crowded places. But if you think about Australia and somebody planning a vacation to the outback in Australia, or even an African safari, we can do similar things here. If you're going to Australia and you're excited about seeing Ayers Rock or the koala bears, there are things that are just as amazing here. I've been living in Arizona for, I don't even know how long, since the mid 80s. And only maybe 7 years ago is when I found out that Antelope Canyon, and if you don't know what that is, Google it. It's like a slot canyon. And it's this narrow tunnel of this curvy red and yellow sandstone. It's the most incredible thing. And it's literally 5 or 6 hours from my house. And all these years, I had no idea. And that's not something, I mean, why did my parents not take me there? There's so much beauty here in the US. We went to Yellowstone a few years ago, and a ranger told us about this spot on the road that in the evening at a certain time, the buffalo will cross the road to, I don't know, get to the other side, I guess. So we went there, and it was incredible watching them and feeling the ground vibrate as they ran down this hill across the road into a field to the woods beyond. So there are these incredible experiences to be had here in the US, but for some reason, because we live here, we take it for granted. And anyway, I forgot what my point was, because I was so excited about all the amazing stuff to do in the US. It still requires a lot of work and coordination, just like if you were going to Australia, you would need that help. Even though the language is the same, there's still a lot that you'll miss. If we hadn't had that ranger available to us, we would have never known about that spot. So your job is to make those things available to your clients and help them have a better experience. And I'll tell you how to do that in just a minute. So one last point in this mindset and objection thing is that I think we as travel agents have a mindset block around this too. And we've let this perception persist about not needing a travel agent in the US because we have this thought in our head that selling US travel isn't as profitable as selling travel internationally. And that's simply not true. There are private guides here that you would book just like you would somewhere overseas. There are really nice resorts and hotels with high commissions here that you could book just like you would if somebody was going to Europe. There are tour companies that will arrange special tours and things for people that are commissionable. All that stuff that you can do somewhere else, you can do here. The big difference is actually your clients aren't going to have to spend as much on airfare if they're staying in the US, which means they have more money to spend on experiences. So really, again, it's silly that we had this thought, and maybe you didn't, maybe it was just me, but it seems so silly that I had this thought in my head this whole time that it's not profitable to sell the US when really it's probably more profitable because airfare doesn't pay great commission anymore. So the more money that they're able to spend on experiences and things that you're arranging for them, the better. And because you're charging fees, I almost said if you're charging fees, but we're not saying that anymore. Because you're charging fees, it doesn't really matter anyway where they're going or what the commission is because you're charging enough in fees to make your time worth it, right? And I do have some interviews coming up with some travel agents who are changing their, or honestly, never even started with the traditional commission model for their business. So I'll be sharing that with you too to maybe get your wheels spinning on some different ways that you can start charging fees and make that be a major part of your income. So you don't have to worry about what's commissionable and what's not because you'll be profitable no matter what. But that's in future episodes. So hopefully I've convinced you that all of these thoughts and beliefs you've had all this time around selling travel to the US are just wrong. And I've been absolutely guilty of all of these thoughts and beliefs myself. So now let's talk about how to turn this around and how to position yourself to be in a really good position to sell travel to the US going forward. And the first thing I want you to do is really think about your niche and the people you sell travel to. And I should just make some sort of pre-recorded thing that I can just plug into every episode that says this. But if you're not aware, if you're new here, I believe that your niche is a group of people that you help, not the destination that you sell, not the type of travel that you sell, but the people that you're helping. So it could be families, it could be people who enjoy hiking or biking, whatever it is, it's a group of people that you help. And if it's never been more clear to you why having a niche or your all of your eggs in one destination or type of travel basket, this experience right now should really drive that point home. Because if you positioned yourself as a travel agent who sold travel to Europe, and that's what all your positioning and all your marketing said, it might be a little harder to pivot right now. But if you have a niche that is a type of traveler, so families with very young children, or maybe adults who like active vacations, biking and hiking, things like that, then it's a lot easier to just take those travelers and find some locations in the US that will provide the kind of experience they're looking for in their vacation. So that's what I'm talking about here. Think about the people that you help travel and what they look for in a vacation and find places and experiences within the US that can give them that same type of experience. So if they really like beach vacations and they love just laying on the beach and sending the kids to a kids club, look for some place domestically that will offer a similar experience to that. It's not going to be exactly the same. There's not a lot of all-inclusives in the US on the beach, if any. So you had to be creative and come up with some alternatives to all of that. If they like sightseeing, if they like history, if they like being active and outdoors, if they like food and wine, look for places within the US that can offer the same or similar experience to that. And then search out suppliers that can help you with that. And you're going to have to do some homework here. This isn't going to be super easy, but spend some time really digging in, looking for destinations and experiences, and at the same time, looking for suppliers who can help. And one way, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, please do subscribe. I will put a link to some instructions for that in the show notes, because I am going to be highlighting a lot of US suppliers or suppliers that provide travel or help with travel within the United States. So that's one way that you can find them. You can also ask in your travel agent groups on Facebook. You can ask your consortia, look at their preferred suppliers list. Go to tourist boards. Tourist boards are a very underused resource for travel agents. I remember when I was first starting out and the Hawaii Tourist Board had this program, and I could call them and tell them what my clients were looking for, and they would hook me up with local suppliers who could provide that experience. So it wouldn't hurt to reach out to tourist boards, look at their websites and see what kinds of activities and experiences are available in each state or city and start there. Go into this with an open mind and with the expectation that you're going to uncover some really great and exciting things, and you'll find them, I'm sure. And then just talk about what you're finding, just like you do when you find a great new restaurant in Paris or discover a new way to go on safari in Africa. Those things are really exciting. So when you find something exciting that can be done here in the US, talk about it. Talk about it in your newsletter. If you have a podcast or a YouTube channel, talk about it there. Post about it on social media, in your posts and in your stories. Record some videos. You can use Instagram Live. You can use Loom to record a video and send it to your email list in your newsletter. And don't just say, hey, I can book your next trip to New York City. Make it more interesting. Share the backstory behind a city or an experience. Why would they want to go? What are they maybe missing about that place that made them not consider going there before? All the things that you would normally share about an international destination, you can share about US destinations. So talk about that fabulous hotel. Talk about that great historic site or the food or the culture, the music, the history. This country is huge. So even though we all live in the same country, what my life is like here in Phoenix is miles different than somebody in New York City or New Orleans or San Francisco. The cultures and the way of life in all of these places are so different. So share that and get people excited about experiencing that. And then finally, make sure that you're demonstrating that they need you, even if they're not going to a foreign country. So I've talked about some of this stuff in the episodes about fees before, but make a list of all the things that you do for your clients and talk about those things. Don't just say, here's what I can do. Try to create a story around it or talk about how you did it for another client. So things like deciphering cancellation policies. You could talk about how much more complicated it is now and how you can help. Talk about how you help if things change and plans need to be adjusted, rescheduled, all of that stuff. You can help with finding places that match their needs and travel style in the US, just like you do when they're traveling overseas. What's good for one person isn't going to be a great fit for somebody else. So make sure you're talking about how you can help them find a place within the US that fits their needs and what they want out of their vacations. And again, talk about fun and interesting things that they can do that you can help them discover. You don't have to give all your secrets away, but by sharing a few gems that you found, it'll show them that they never would have found that stuff on their own. And if they want more of that, they'll have to use you to book their vacation. And all those things that you would normally do for them in an international trip, make sure you're offering that for domestic vacations as well. Honestly, in my opinion, a good tour guide can make or break a vacation. And again, It's no different here in the US than anywhere else in the world. So reach out to your consortia, talk to your travel agent friends that you know, reach out to the tourist boards, find those special experiences, find local guides who are able to cater to your clients' needs, and make sure you're treating these domestic vacations with the same care and thoughtful planning that you do for international trips. Now, one last little bit here. We used to have clients come to us all the time. They would book like local resorts within a few hours drive of us and pay $700, couple thousand a night to stay at a resort and not book it through us because they didn't want to bother us with their little road trip. Make sure you're letting people know that you're available for this kind of stuff. The point of all of this sharing is not to say, look what I found. It's to say, hey, look what I can do for you. So make sure you're making that super clear, not just saying, hey, look at this cool thing I found. Now go book it on your own. Make sure that they know that you can help do that and that you have more to offer than what you've just shared. And I kind of have mixed feelings about the special amenities that a lot of consortia offer because it feels a little bit like competing on price to me, but make sure that they know that you can get those same amenities at a lot of hotels and resorts in the US too. So I wouldn't make that your primary message because again, you don't want it to be just a price thing, but if that's going to help them see the value of using you to book their US-based trips, go ahead and share that as well. So I hope that helps. I hope that helps you see the value in selling and promoting trips to the US, not just because we need to right now, but ongoing. There's no reason once things open back up again and get sort of back to quote unquote normal, there's no reason why we shouldn't continue selling travel to the US. And I hope this helps make it a little easier for you as well. Like I said, I do have a lot of interviews coming up with suppliers who sell travel to the US, some different ones that hopefully you haven't heard of before. That'll get your wheels spinning and give you some exciting ideas to share with your clients. And again, this isn't something I'm expecting you to go out and start booking tomorrow, but I think for the next year or two, this is going to be a thing. So I just want you to be prepared. And make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Go to travelgeniuses.com/podcasts. And I have a little video there that shows you how you can subscribe. And please do share it with your friends as well, because I think we're all going to need this. And I'm hearing so many stories of agents who are ready to quit. And I don't want that to happen. I want to give you, even if you have to push pause on this for a little bit on your business, I'm hoping that this next several episodes will give you a little bit of a boost and some hope for the future. And I want that for your friends as well. So please do share and subscribe. And that's it for this episode. The next one we have will be highlighting one of those suppliers that sells travel to the US that I'm hoping you'll find really exciting and interesting. So until then, have a good week, everybody. I'll see you next time.